Greetings to everyone from around the world. This is a Sunday sermon recording from Father Mike of Our Lady of the Hills Parish, here in Southwest Ohio. I am your host, Ishmael Ali, and here is Father Mike's sermon.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading of the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Glory to you, O Lord. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way. A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. John the Baptist appeared in the desert, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people of the whole Judean countryside and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan as they acknowledged their sins. John was clothed in a camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He fed on locusts and wild honey. And this is what he proclaimed. One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
Lord Jesus Christ. I have a special thing to show you today. This is truly an OOAK. Does anyone know what that means? Nobody? One of a kind. That's what it means. It's actually used with Barbie dolls, but this ain't a Barbie doll. This is something, it's one of a kind. There's no two like it, and there's not any other item in the universe that would duplicate this. So here I have it here, somewhere there. Oh, there it is. I have this in a gold star bag. You see the gold star bag right there? See, Gold Star is the official sponsor of Overeaters Anonymous. I think they believe me. I got a lot more laughs over there. But anyways, I want to show this to you. It's a little heavy. Let's see if I get Ray, you might have to help me hold this right here. Okay. Here it is. Made for me. I'm happy to have this. Isn't that pretty? You like that, Linda? You like that, Rose? Yeah. Oh, look how it's all. In fact, it's starting to fall apart. But anyways, see, it has all gems and diamonds and cut glass and swirly flowers. It's really pretty, isn't it? It's very pretty. So this is a bowling ball, in case you didn't know what that was. And that bowling ball was made by Sally Friedrich. You know Bob, Sally Friedrich. You know, from St. Mary? Are you there, Bob? He can't hear me. That's all right. Hey, I have hearing aids too. I can't hear. But anyways, it's made by our parishioner, Sally Friedrich. And that bowling ball that I just showed you is 69 years old. She used that when she was 16, when she bowled. And so that's 1954. That's almost my whole age. And she turned that, repurposed it into this beautiful gift that she adorned it. And when I got the bowling ball, now made with beautiful gems, I thought immediately of Glenn Campbell's Rhinestone Cowboy. In fact, I changed the verse. I got it right here. What did I write? I wrote, when I saw that, I wrote, like a rhinestone bowler, riding on a horse with star-spangled bowling ball. And she told me how much work Sally did to prepare this. She had to cover the ball with epoxy and then like get all them little gems. And she said, it took me weeks to make this. Advent is a season of preparation. And we have these 4 weeks to get ready to meet the Lord. And now is the time to adorn your souls for Jesus. Adorn your soul with decorations of prayer, almsgiving, kind deeds, and repentance for your sins. That's how you make your soul beautiful and adorn it pretty for the Lord. God talks about this, actually, in the Bible. God says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 to 4, do not let your adorning be external. The braiding of hair and the putting on of gold jewelry or the pretty clothes you wear. Let your adorning be the hidden person of your heart inside, with the imperishable beauty of a gentle, loving, and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. So adorn your souls. Don't worry about the outside. It's inside, your heart, that we must make beautiful during this Advent for the Lord. You work on the soul from the inside. In an Advent, we put up Christmas lights, right? Yeah, we got Christmas lights on our roofs, on the outside, and on our trees. We put all tons of lights. Some of the LED lights are beautiful. You know, they're really special. I remember back in the 50s, we just had light bulbs, you know? But now, today, you can make a whole show. But look what we go through to decorate our houses. How about when you put out Christmas lights, ask yourself this question: what am I doing to light up my soul? What am I doing to put God's light in my soul? I want to offer you now 4 ways. God offers to you from the Bible 4 ways to decorate your soul, to light up your soul, to prepare for the second coming of Christ. Number one, from James chapter 4, 8 through 10. Number one is this: cleanse your hands. Well, what does God mean by that? Cleanse your hands is God's way to say, stop sinning. Stop sinning. Search your soul with honesty. Name and claim the biggest sin that you must work on. For me, my biggest sin is right there on that bag. Working on gluttony. I always have to work on it. I fail so much, but I'm still trying. I usually fail on Tuesdays when we go to breakfast. Linda buys my breakfast, and boy, I go whole hog, don't I? But, you know, what's your sin? Name your sin and stop doing it. Number two, purify your heart. That is where, after you name and claim the sin that you're working on, then you dump it. You name it, you claim it, and you dump it. Get rid of it. That's called purity of heart. Here's some of the sins that some of us may commit. Impatience. Have you been impatient lately? It's easy to be impatient, especially around the holidays, you know. Anger, selfishness, meanness, lust, lying, stealing, cheating, jealousy, envy, pride, all these things contaminate the soul. It makes it impure, and that blocks God's light. I'm sure I've done all those sins at least one time in my life. I'm sure you have too. So let's work hard, get rid of those things, so God's light will shine. In fact, God says In 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, God says, but if we walk in the light, as he himself is the light, the blood of Jesus, his son, will cleanse you from all sin. So when you're cleansed, then the light can shine. Number three, mourn and weep. Now, I don't think God wants you crying the whole time during Christmas. It's not that. It means something special. Mourning and weeping theologically meant turning away from your sins and towards God and taking it serious. This is serious business. You know, my sins, they hurt me and everyone around me. When I sin, I hurt God. God has feelings. Did you know that? God really does have feelings. You can hurt his feelings. I can hurt his feelings. We see that in the Bible to show God's feelings. Remember, Jesus is sitting on a cliff looking down over Jerusalem, and Jesus is crying. He's very upset. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you that stone the prophets, if you would just recognize the day of the Lord is here and accept him, I long to have you like a hen, a mother hen, has her chicks under her wings. So I long to have you. God has feelings. When I sin, I hurt God's feelings. You know, I never cease to be amazed how I'm just a little speck of dust in this universe, inconsequential, but God gives me the power to make him happy or unhappy. I guess when you love someone, that you give them that power. You know, you give them the power to bring joy to your life, to make you happy. And you have that power over the one you love. Love, when you think about it, love is just a word until one special person comes into your life to give it meaning. I like that. I invented that phrase. I'll say it again. Love is just a word until one special person comes into your life to give it meaning. God chose you to be that special person. You're the person whose love for God gives him joy. That's neat. And number four, be humble. Be humble. God says in Psalm 149:4, for the Lord takes delight in his people. He adorns the humble with salvation. To adorn means to take something plain, like a dumpy bowling ball at 69 years old, and you adorn it and make it beautiful. And Jesus preached a message to people who felt ugly and unwanted and rejected. And he came to them and says, hey, God thinks you're beautiful too. That's nice. And God thinks you're beautiful. Even when we sin, he still thinks we're beautiful. A humble person knows everything you are, you have, and you will be, everything is a gift from God. In closing, there was one Christmas when I felt exceptionally loved. I came home from the seminary on Christmas break. I was 15 years old. I longed to see the Christmas tree in our home, decorated with ornaments and silver tinsel and with lights. That tree that I so desired to see took away the pain of being homesick. You had 15, being away, not seeing your family for months on end. That was hard. Has anyone here ever been homesick? Oh, it's a horrible feeling. I hope I never feel it again. And you know what? I have not. But back then, it was a pain in my heart. And so I figured, well, I'll feel better when I see the tree. So I went through the door, and my heart sank. No tree, no lights, no nothing. I tried to hide my disappointment, but you know, moms, they know everything, don't they? Mom picked it up right away. And she said, she looked at my face, and she asked, Michael, what's wrong? What's wrong? I said, Mom, it's December 16th, and we always had our tree up by now. Hearing that, my dad quickly jumped into his car, and he came back with a beautiful live tree chopped down, tied on the roof. And Mom then immediately went up and got all the Christmas decorations from the attic, and we spent the next several hours decorating. Oh, that was so good. I felt so happy that we decorated. And you know, back then there was tinsel. Nobody uses tinsel. Do you know what, the kids here, do you know what tinsel is? No, you don't know. Well, let me tell you. Old people, you know what tinsel is, right? Well, let's see, I don't see anyone old here. Okay. Hi, Mayor, are you old? The mayor is aging in her office. But anyways, you always took tinsel, and you know, this string of silver, and you laid it in front of a light bulb, and it made it sparkle. And that's what I did. So I'm laying tinsel on the tree, and then Mom went into the kitchen, and she baked her famous Christmas cookies. And my favorite one was French cream horn. I love those cookies. And then Mom would throw white flour all over the place as she's baking, you know, her pies. The flour was on her hands, on her dress, on the floor. She was like, you know, creating a masterpiece, and flour was going everywhere. And then we sat down together, and we just looked at the lighted tree. When those cookies were baked, I devoured them because I waited all year for them. And the aroma of fresh baked pies filled the air of the house. At that moment, I felt so loved. I felt so loved. They dropped everything to take care of my feelings. At that moment, Christmas had begun. Amen. So my brothers and sisters, adorn your soul with acts of love, kindness, and that will make a beautiful Advent. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
This recording of Father Mike's sermon was produced and edited by me, Ish Ali. The intro music is Amazing Grace, sung by LaGrave Avenue CRC of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you to Father Mike for a great sermon. Previous recordings of Father Mike's sermons can be found at saintmaryhillsboro.org. That's S-A-I-N-T, maryhillsboro.org, and on the St. Mary Hillsboro YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this program, please donate and help sponsor future sermon recordings. You can send checks to St. Mary Catholic Church, 212 South High Street, Hillsboro, Ohio, 45133. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Thank you for listening.